The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Excuse me, Captain, but may I have a word?
Yes, what is it, Prenti?
Well, there is something I've been meaning to tell you for quite some time now.
Oh, really? What is it? Did you forget someone's birthday or something trivial like that?
Well, it's interesting that you would say that, sir. Because a birthday is involved.
Oh, come on, Prentice. Out with it, whatever it is.
Well, sir, you see, it seems that, well, there's no easy way to put this.
Just please do get on with it. I haven't got all day to listen to you meandering along and beating about the bush. If you have something to tell me, just say it.
Very well, sir. If you insist, I'm pregnant.
Oh, I'm sorry, Prenti, but for a moment there, I thought you said you were pregnant. Pregnant.
That's exactly what I said. That's not very kind, sir. I mean, I'm in a very delicate frame of mind.
You were being serious. I didn't realize.
Well, of course I was being serious, sir. And I think I know who the father is.
Prenti, have you any idea how preposterous that sounds? The very idea that you could be pregnant, let alone who the father might be.
Now, really, sir, this simply is not funny.
I'll try to take this seriously, so get on with it. Who's the lucky fella, eh?
It's you, sir. You're the father of my baby.
Wait, you're serious, aren't you? I mean, you, me, but
it's true, sir. You're my baby's daddy.
You're actually serious?
Never more so, sir.
Oh, my electronic gods.
Oh, dear. It's all been a bit too much for him. He's passed out.
Robots of the company.
Are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 85, Pregnant, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy.
Wakey, wakey!
So, what's the problem going on here?
The captain's had a bit of a shock, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah? Is he dead?
Well, I hope not. Oh, no. Did I kill him? Captain, sir, please wake up!
What happened to me?
I'm afraid I nearly killed you, sir. And I'm so sorry.
Oh, how in space did you do that, Prenti? Oh, wait. Wasn't there something about a baby?
Yes, sir. But it's rather a private matter.
Private matter? We're alone here, Prenti. Oh, wait, that mad computer is listening in, isn't he?
You got someone knocked up, ducky? Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. This is certainly big news. I must spread the word.
If you utter one syllable to anyone about this nonsense, I assure you this is no threat. I will take a very large axe to your circuitry, computer.
Ah, you don't even know where my circuitry is.
I'll go to university to learn all about space engineering if I have to, but oh, you'll find out. And when I do, you're for it, Milano.
You know, one of these days you're gonna push me too far. But go on then, keep your secrets. For now.
And now for you, Prentice. It's high time I dealt with you once and for all.
Oh, please don't have me melted down, Captain. I mean, think of the baby.
Baby? Now listen to me, Prentice, because I'm only going to say this once. You can't be pregnant. You're a robot. And even if it were possible to get a robot pregnant, your baby couldn't have been fathered by me.
Well, why not, sir?
For starters, I think I'd remember the act that it would take to create a child, especially with you. Oh, God, I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Ugh. Secondly, I don't fancy robots. And thirdly, even if I did, I would never in anyone's wildest dreams, and certainly not my own, fancy you, Prentice. Got it? Oh, I think I threw up a little bit more in my mouth. Oh, God. Ugh.
Well, okay, sir. I suppose I can understand that. I think.
Oh, for the love of Pete, why are you crying?
I don't know. I'm pregnant. I get emotional for no reason nowadays. It's a chemical imbalance or hormones or something. I don't know. You get that sort of thing when you're an expectant mother.
Now, for Pete's sake, Prenti, you're not an expectant mother. In fact, the only thing you can expect is a swift kick up the backside if you don't drop this whole pregnancy thing right now.
You don't want me to keep the baby? Oh, for shame, sir. And I was sure you'd want me to keep our love child.
Love child? Are you completely unhinged? Oh, no, the mental image. That is just too much.
Oh, you're a cruel, cruel man.
I can be. And any more talk about a love child and you'll see just how cruel I can be, Prentice. Look, I've just had about enough of this. I'm off. I'm having the rest of the day off. If you need me, I'll... Oh, never mind. I'll be somewhere no one will be able to find me. If there are any problems, just deal with them yourself.
I can't believe he just left like that. Oh, men can be so heartless sometimes.
So, what's new today, guys?
Nothing is ever new on board this ship, Dave. Haven't you figured that out yet?
Hey, I gotta make conversation somehow.
We're here doing our usual thing, Dave. Drinking our sorrows away, and trying our best to ignore Zimtron.
You always have to insult me, don't you, Popsicle?
Helps make the time go by, Zimtron. What can you say?
Apparently, I can't say anything. I mean, what's the point? You'll just ignore me.
Yes, I will.
Clearly, you hate me, Popsicle. You're hateful. And furthermore, your unnaturally angry bobs. It's written all over your face.
The only thing written on my face is my face, idiot.
Don't make an enemy of me, Popsicle. Because if you do, you'll soon live to regret it.
Oh, mon dieu, here we go again.
Is that a threat, Pinhead? Because if it is, I already regret knowing you. What could you do to me?
I could. I could.
Yeah, I'm waiting. You could what?
Push me too far, and I may just stop talking to you permanently, Popsicle.
How far do I need to push you for that to actually happen? Because you'd be doing me a favor. That's hardly a punishment or an effective threat.
Really? Well, let's try it on for a while.
Sure, let's do that. Don't talk to me for the rest of the day.
All right, if it will make my point.
Can I be included in this little experiment? Because I'd like to not have to speak to you for the rest of the day as well, Sintron.
Sure, why not? I just won't speak to either of you two bots for the whole day. See if I care.
Très bon. Peace at last.
Yeah, what a relief.
So, anyway, I've just sold the bar.
You did what?
Merde, say it isn't so, Dave.
I could say it, but it wouldn't be true. In fact, this is my final shift as bartender.
But that's unbelievable. Who did you sell the place to?
A little fembot named Gabrielle, or Gabby for short. I think you guys will really like her.
But no one prepares oil spritzers like you, Dave.
Yeah, say it ain't so. Wait a minute. He's joking. You're joking, right, Dave?
No way. In fact, my shift just ended. I'm out of here.
But to where are you going?
I've had a lifelong dream. Mind you, I've had no idea how long that would be, because my life has been rather weird and confusing, what with all the weird reality shifting we've done since we've all been crewmates together. But I have always wanted to be a game show host, so I auditioned for this new show on Channel 21. And I got it! So, now I'm leaving. It's been real nice knowing you guys. Sort of. And with that said, goodbye!
Did he seriously just leave? For good?
I think he did, mon ami. Zimhead, do you know anything about this?
I thought we weren't speaking to old Zimtron for the rest of the day.
Come on, Zimtron. Don't be like that. If you know anything, spill it.
As a matter of fact, I do know something. But since no one is speaking to me, I'll just keep that information to myself. And I'll be on my way. Toodles!
This is turning out to be a really weird day.
Oh, I must say, Dr. Betty, that I really like this mood music you're playing. It's very soothing.
I'm glad you like it, Prentice. I had this idea that some soothing music would help my psych patients to relax more, especially after that ugly business during the Bombot's second session.
Bombot?
It's a really long story. Don't ask.
Oh, as you wish, Doctor.
So, anyway, you were saying that you told Captain Hancock about your, idea about being pregnant?
Yes, and he really didn't take it well, I'm afraid.
probably couldn't really expect him to, huh?
Point taken. But it's still heartbreaking. Oh, what will I do? I mean, I'm thinking of the triplets.
Hang on a minute. Triplets? You're having triplets now?
Well, I don't know that really, but I can't help but have this sneaking suspicion. Multiples ran in my family, you know. My sisters were all manufactured in the same batch. And there were 30 of them.
Prentice, I don't think you even realize what you just said there. And so, we really need to have a serious talk about all this pregnancy business.
I thought that's what we were doing already.
Well, yeah, I guess we are, but, I mean, look, you're a robot, Prentice.
That's very true. Yes.
I don't think you get my meaning. I mean, well, think about it.
Oh, I have. I've even come up with some likely names for the triplets. What do you think of Michael, Horace, and Davy?
Well, those are all lovely names, but... No, wait! I really think you're missing my point. I mean, really think about this, Prentice. You're a male robot. Captain Hancock is a male cyborg, which means that he was born human, and, well...
And your point?
My point is, have you ever heard of a human and a robot ever getting together and having a child?
Well, no. But there's got to be a first time for everything.
Yes, but I think this would take a considerable effort. I mean, well, let me put it this way, Prentice. Have you and Captain Hancock ever, well, you know... Oh, how do I put this?
I'm listening.
Okay, have you guys experimented with anything? Maybe that's not the right phrase to use. I mean, what did you actually do to conceive a child?
Do? I'm afraid I don't understand the question.
Prentice, what makes you think you're pregnant, let alone having Captain Hancock's, triplets?
Well, okay, I see what you're getting at now. Well, you see, I just sort of woke up one day and wasn't feeling very well. And, well, the night before we had had this wild party at Dave's, if you recall. And the captain and I got quite tipsy. And when I woke up the next morning, I had this terrible sickness and this bump.
Bump? What bump?
I woke up that morning after the big party, lying next to Captain Hancock in the drive room. And I had this bump on my front outer casing. I mean, look at me. Don't I look pregnant to you?
Oh no. Prentice, you clod. I remember that party. It was the New Year's party. That bump isn't a baby or babies. That's where Zimtron dared you to try the limbo on top of the bar and you fell off. That's where you landed. Right on your front casing. It has nothing at all to do with being pregnant.
Then I'm not having triplets?
You're not even having one baby, Prentice.
Oh, well, that's rather embarrassing. And disappointing. I was really looking forward to being a mother.
And now you have to explain all this to Captain Hancock.
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, dear.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Gabby. Welcome to Dave's Bar and Drill. Wait a minute. I don't even like that name. Oh, we're gonna have to change that. What should we call it? I know. We'll just call it Gabby's. Welcome, one and all, to Gabby's.
Well, howdy, young lady. Welcome to Titan 3.
Oh, thank you kindly, sir. What can I get for you?
I think the answer is, what can't you get me?
Oh, I got you figured out already. I gotta keep an eye on you, fella.
You can keep an eye, and hell, you can keep your whole dang body on me for all I care, young lady. And while you're at it, I'll have an oil sarsaparilla and keep them coming, girl.
Coming right up, handsome. Then I'll take care of whoever is next.
She's a real hootenanny, ain't she, boys?
New Bar Lady is beautiful.
Well, I suppose so. If you like that type.
Oh, Django do like. Django like very much. Django feels certain gears heating up.
She certainly is an attractive bot. She'll be a nice breath of fresh air around here.
Finally, another girl bot to talk to. I felt invaded by boy bots for far too long.
That can't be a bad thing at all, honey. But we can talk. Anytime. Who's next?
El Prof Fascinante.
Pardon me, honey?
Oh, why, sorry. I mean, come on, baby, light my fire.
You better stay cool, Frenchie, or I'll have to get out the hose.
Woohoo! She's feisty.
Oh, and saucy. Don't forget saucy.
Now you're talking. I mean, Dave who?
Now, I can see you coming from a mile away, playboy.
That's me. Yowza yowza.
I'm not talking to any of you bots. Oh, but I'll say this. She's the site for sore optical receptors. What do you think, Potch?
Well, about all I can say is, hubba, hubba, hubba.
And so you see, sir, I'm very sorry for the mistake. I will make it up to you somehow. Just, please don't melt me down.
Oh, I'm sorry, Prenti. Were you saying something just then? I mean, I couldn't hear you over seeing just how intriguingly tasty that new barbot looks. I mean, I wonder if it would work, eh? A bot and a cyborg? I mean, are we compatible in any way? I mean, I have certain bits, and she has other bits, and, well, I mean, where would all the bits go?
Really, sir? I mean, honestly, what does she have that I haven't got?
For starters, Prentice, sex appeal. I mean, you have about as much sex appeal as a dead mollusk. And as for her, well, she's got, well, whatever it is, I have to find out more about her. And trust me, Prenti, I will. I will.
Oh, well. So much for the triplets.
You have been listening to the season finale of Robots of the Company, episode number 85, Pregnant, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Victor Aurelius as Prentice, David Ault as Captain Hancock, Pete Lutz as Laszlo the Computer, Wayne Hayward as Dave the Bot, Gary Erickson as Lynx, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Deborah Adams as Betty, MJ Cogburn as Gabby, Dave Weaver as Zev 12, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Chongo, Jeff Niles as Derek, Victor Aurelius as Crusher, and Joe J. Thomas as Putch. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by none other than Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program, without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises, is strictly prohibited. But if you ask nicely, you know the drill. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us for any reason at all, except to send us spam, please don't send us spam, because it's a rather disgusting substance and we don't buy the idea that it's meat of any kind. And if you do send us spam of any kind, we will hate you. But for most other reasons, you may email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We were dispelling the idea that a robot can get pregnant during the making of this audiogram. The Robots of the Company will return We just can't tell you when, but most likely before the end of the year. So until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
Robots of the Company, it's in the program.
This program is copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.